Mrs. O'Reilly has asked you to babysit tonight. The poor woman has not been able to go to church to do her good works since the babies came. Now that you are grown up and they live only downstairs, Mrs. O'Reilly thought you might like to earn some money.
Money? That was different.
Does Mrs. O'Reilly have a radio?
Mother nodded, smiling. Well then, it was a golden opportunity.
The moment Shirley walked into the apartment, Mrs. O'Reilly picked up her pocketbook and was ready to go. Dinner's on the table. The diapers are in their room. I should be back in about 2 hours. Any questions?
Shirley could not think of any. The radio was in plain sight, on the table next to the armchair.
Be good boys, won't you? Shirley's here to take care of you.
Sean, Seamus, and Stephen stopped pushing their toy cars around the floor to look up with identical sweet smiles and wave.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
As soon as the door closed, Shirley turned on the radio and twisted the dial until she found the familiar sounds of the ballpark. Nothing had happened in the first inning. Better get acquainted, she told herself, and kneeled on the floor to say hello. But she got no response to, Hi, Sean, Hi, Seamus, or Hi, Stephen. The three merely crawled around, crying,
Beep, 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 beep.
When they sat perfectly still, each triplet was indistinguishable from his brothers. Now, in orbit, they were an endless multitude. The effect was far from relaxing. Grabbing the nearest, Shirley tried to station him in a high chair. The baby weighed less than precious coins, but was a lot more grief. He drooled with delight at Shirley's foolish struggle to thread him into the chair. If the legs were in position, the head was turned the wrong way. If the head faced the right direction, the legs dangled over the table. If she begged the child to bend, he stiffened. If she begged him to straighten, he slouched, almost slipping through her hands. Compared to this, dressing an octopus would have been a cinch. One seated, two more to go. In each case, the battle was prolonged and silent. When all three were safely in their chairs, Shirley was exhausted, and Joe Garagiola hadn't beaten the throw, but had spiked Jackie Robinson's foot instead, and given all Dodger fans one more reason to hate the Cardinals. The stands were in an uproar, but nothing compared to the cries that now emanated from the triplets, each outdoing the other.
My chair! I want my own chair! My chair! I want my own chair! My chair! I want my own chair!
Shirley didn't even know which one was Sean, Seamus, or Stephen, much less their chairs.
Okay, okay.
Shirley hurried to reverse the seating that had taken her an inning to accomplish.
Beep, 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 beep.
Stamping her foot, she shouted, Which is your chair? All three pointed to the one facing the kitchen.
That mine. That mine.
That mine.